call me Blackfoot. If you wonder why you sh** out of your face. Last night at the Sheraton, Kenya Moore came up with white lace. Private visitor playing your girl like Wichita. Sitting the Bugatti with your girl in the cold Parker. You ain't down for switching up. Denise Bossy type of stay conservative. Tom Force Brown Murph. So I know you heard of this. Introduce your wife to CK Shock. Manage Lady Gaga. After 9 months, I could turn Rihanna baby pop. Queen Harrison get bird ready to drop. What you know about the pastel Lamborghini with the matte navy tires ready to roll out the shop? Your lady want butterscotch, ice cream on the gnomeufsack, Rolex, 10 million, your girl see the watch, 12 bottles, they call me John Sparks, no, Ken the Starks, I got rappers selling for me in Central Park, Don King's oldest brother, y'all still sipping Del Sutter, the mink coat melt off my shoulders like butter, drag floor lift, I look like the Ohio players when I play Sim. I'm a P-I-M-P, a M-A-S-T-E-R, of this rap, and must be a beat. You step into me, a key, you got crazy beat. I should stop, but you can't bite this with baby teeth. The love for the liquor slow, for the gigolo, and your homie, your business with your homie like a piccolo. I ain't the jealous type like that, and after she and then your wife right back. Newlyweds, watch out now, I'm bagging wipes, with wedding rings at the party, flashing ice. I got bragging rights, I be grabbing mics, I be spitting that fire out of dragon pipes. Who these you claiming to have swag and tights? I'm a rock legend, these niggas leggings, and think they cute, no need to dispute. When I hear that wag, I wag just press mute. Bragging rights, bragging rights.
I just coach the team, reign supreme, straight and still great. Can you relate? I'm after ill papes like Bill Gates. Don't flip this one, just a slick thug that gets love. Make chicks pitch and take it all off like she got all on. Too slick on some ultra cool moves. On some you gon' need me before I need you. You know, I chicks hook, half your cash shook. I got this shit like it begin with this. Look, I pick my bike, skating on thin ice. I hem mics, this cat's nice like Glenn Rice. Game's tight, so just get the name right. Cause I be damn if half your cats can rock the same mic.
Yeah, dignified soldiers, we roll like boulders. Some of us are allergists, wild money folders. Go test the click, we'll see who's the boldest. Who's strong or weak or who's hard for your boldest.
Now while y'all bite like termites, we'll shine like torchlights. Burn mics, truth is I'm better off mics. Get raw like GD on mics of all types. four mics ain't enough. This royal flush is clutch, realer than most. Stay concealing the toast, but reveal the flames like the last days. It's mad ways to make the paper, but these chickens taste the vapor. I lace the flavor, wanna be major, that's my nature. I'm forced to kick the dopest shit, one load the clip, let my mind spray. Submit, it's over with. Oh my click, black achievers drop bombs like bad receivers. If you wanna see us, then beep us, cause we off the hook. I stop achievers and remain here, cause they need us. Sell out, they wanna be us, but it ain't here. I blow spots and hope it works for those cops that try to roadblock my road to the top. I throw shots, if not, I'm bird hunting in the suburb frontin'. And I've been peeped due in the rear view, ain't nothing. That's what you say, but I say it's probably something in the frontin'. But on another note, y'all MCs better take it while y'all can. Cause when we hit it, we gon'
use
it, and he let you know that
D.I.C. Falling off of the is flawless, like diamonds being dug from my mind, priceless. I am too much for the average man, names you can't Hoogan is like walking on quicksand, shit. Run a blitz on your team, fantasizing in a thing, cause we fall from a dream. We learn concern for one another like brothers, and I'm a brother's keeper. No doubt I'm a believer in karma, which it will bring the drama. I'm out of C, get sick like let me remind y'all once. If I gotta say it twice, we gon' find y'all. The way we roll up, have your teeth chattering. Now who's coldest? Digging in the praise crew, dignified soldiers. Dignified soldiers. Dignified soldiers. We roll like boulders. Some of us are allergists, wild money folders. Come test it quick, we'll see who's the boldest. Who's strong or weak or whose heart be the coldest. Dignified soldiers. We roll like boulders. Some of us are allergists, wild money folders. Come test it quick. See who's the boldest, who's strong or weak, or whose heart be the coldest.
Yeah, sending this one out to my man Killer B. No doubt, indeed. But you can't hide forever from these streets that we done took. You walking with your head down, scared to look. You shook, cause ain't no such things as halfway cooks. They never around when the beer cooks. No such things as halfway cooks. They never around when the beer cooks. In my part of town, it's similar to vividism. Now we all grown up and old and beyond the cops' control. They better have the riot gear ready, trying to back me and get rock steady. Ride up on a gun double, I touch you and leave you with not much to go home with. My skin is thick, cause I'll be up in the mix of action. If I'm not at home, more and I'm laxing. New York got it depressed, so I wear a slug proof underneath my guest. God bless my soul before I put my foot down and begin to stroll into the drama I built. And all unfinished beef, you will soon be put us together. It's like mixing vodka and milk. I'm going out blasting, taking my enemies with me. Enemies with me, and if not, they scar, so they will never forget me. Lord, forgive me. The Hennessy got me not knowing how to act. I'm falling and I can't turn back. Or maybe it's the words from my man Killer Black that I can't say, so what's left an untold fact. Until my death, my goal is to stay alive. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive.
We live in this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. We live in this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. Still live in this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive. We live in this till the day we die. Survival of the fit, only survival of the fit, only strong.
In between two worlds, trying to make dough. You know when the dough get low, the juice go. But never that, as long as fiends smoke. I'll be on the block hustling, counting my stacks, no doubt. Watching my back and proceed with caution. 5-0's lurking, no time to get lost in. The system brothers using fake names to get out quick. My brother did it, ain't got back with two. I live with one squads, hit the block hard. Ask my man Trent when he got back, they messed me up hard. But things happen for a reason. You find out who's your true keepers when you're up north. Find a shorty to troop your bed with you. Hit with a 2-4, it's difficult. While on the streets, I try to maintain. Tight with my Lucas shorties like to run game. Some brothers like to trick, but I ain't on that trick. And tiss me, it's like you saving those who I can fit with. Pushing the legs, now I'm set, ready to jet. No matter how much loot I get, I'm staying in the projects forever. Jake's on the blocks, we out clever. In beef, we never separate, roll together. When we react and what is born equals, get your feelings hurt. My crew's all about loot, forget looking cute. Not strictly temples, an army certified suits. Dumping nines, it ain't hard to tell you. In the bridge, dumping nines, it ain't hard to tell. You better
let the fit, only the strong survive.
Survival of the fit, only the strong survive.
We still
love the fit, only the strong survive.
Life is still live.
We live on this till the day that we die. Survival of the fit, only the strong survive.
We still
love the fit, only the strong survive.
Life is still live.
Open your eyes and get wise. Look alive. 95, what up? Hypnotic thug life. You know what I'm saying?
Ready for war, Joe? How you wanna blow they spot? Blow they spot, blow they spot. Blow they spot. I know these dirty cops that'll get us in if we murder some. Hop in your Hummer, the punish is ready. Punish is ready. Meet me and Beatles with noodles. We'll do this do while he's swerving spaghetti. The punish is ready. Meet me and Beatles with noodles. We'll do this do while he's swerving spaghetti. Everybody kiss the body floor. Don't be cracked. Fuck them all if they move. Noodle, shoot that. Dead in the middle of little,
it'll be a cold day and how the day I'm taking out. Make no mistake, for real, I wouldn't hesitate to kill. I'm still a fat one that you love to hate. Catch you at your mother's wake. Smack you, then I whack you with my whip.
I rub your face off the earth and curse your family. Children like Amityville and drill the nerves in your cavity. Filling insanity's building a pavilion in my civilian. It can't be the anarchy that humanity's stealing. I'm feeling without remorse. Was willing to out your boys forever and take all of cheddar like child support.
I support punning anything he does, anything he loves.
A brother from another mother sent for the above. A thug just like me, one of the best might be. Even better, leave it kneeling on a right knee. Spike Lee couldn't paint a better picture. You small change, got your brains getting richer.
Hit you with the smacking. What, you getting stuck? My trigger fingers itchy as a
truck jewels. Cruising in the land, pumping cash rules. Last crew to want it, caught 100 trying to pass through.
That's true.
So who the next to get it?
T.S. the best that did it.
Get it off your chest, get admitted.
And it's here, and you don't stop.
20 with the cop, with the cop to the top. Joey cracks the rock, and Big Pun keeps the top.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
We'll make it hot. What? Bring it up on your whole spot.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
It's still 1-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-7-
birds. The streets curse, the First Amendment's culturally biased. Supposed to supply us with right tonight. I hold my rosaries tight as I can. I'm one man against the world. Just me and my girl, black pearl, Latina, Masina. But keeps it real, you know the deal. We steal from the rich and keep it peeping. It's no secret. Watch me and Joe go back and forth and freak.
Creep with me as I cruise in my Beamer. All the kids in the ghetto call me Don Cartagena. Kicking ass as I blast off heat. And you never see me talk to police. No, you should know that I really don't care. Pull you by the hair, then I leave you right there. So beware, it's red. Squad beat, with blood speak, and let these mother know how we run the streets.
I run the streets deep with no compassion. Puerto Ricans known for slashing, catching while they sleeping, no relaxing. Keep your eyes open, sharp reflexes. Three Texas in the Jeep Lexus, just in case police test us. Street professors, several squad, ghetto scholars, full of clips marked. Inflicts the free regard when the metal hollers. Better acknowledge y'all get knocked down until I'm locked and shot down. Have the beat, couldn't make me put my clock down.
We lock towns like rounds in the chamber. Boogie down major like nine. I bust mine every time. Plus I'm the crime boss of New York, where we taught to walk the walk. On my Gary chalk and stalk, I pray like a predator. Whoever wanted, go and get it, set it, baby, and I'ma bury ya. So remember the squad that I'm reppin' up full of. That I'm reppin' up in the front, it's runnin', still it's Armageddon. Yeah,
the cop, them stop the time.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
Joey cracks the rock, and Big Pun keeps the hot.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
We'll make it hot. Why bring it up on your whole spot?
Yeah, and you don't stop.
It's still 187 on the number.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
20 with the cop, fill up to the top.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
Joey cracks the rock, and Big Pun keeps the hot.
Yeah, and you don't stop.
We'll make it hot. Why bring it up on your whole spot?
Yeah, and you don't stop.
It's still 187 on the number.
It is about to change, motherfucker.
I'm America's nightmare. Young black and just don't give a. I just wanna get it. I live it up. So I'm a 9 to 5 and what trying to slave us. With minimum wages, slamming my ziggers up in cages, changing their behaviors and spitting razors. That's outrageous. Smoking roaches is hopeless. We want lazy sofas and sculptures. Ladies.
the cabin sweaters. Yeah. Rough 411s and sweets. Go play their guns and grenades. Go play their guns and grenades to blow up. I got news from the informers. I'm trapped in corners, busting shots at Tommy Hilfiger.
My man Big Top, he know how to get by. Get high, do a jig, then be fixed to be fly. Submit, crossing up and downtown action. And when these sticky keep a grip and move with traction. Keep mad alibis, a plan to stay wise and wide-eyed. Living in the state of
Southside.
Crooked jakes and fake snake, that's all out for papes. Or who wanna overtake you, leave them with drapes. The white sheep.
Turn the beat up a little bit.
Type of time this year. Ain't no time to sit back, I don't recline my chair. Big moves, I don't talk, moving silence here. I'm from where you probably die before them sirens near. Yeah, it ain't funny now, so I don't feel humor. I live down the block from the spot where they killed Junior. The Bronx crime rate going up, been too much. The jail's getting packed, the small niggas eating tuna. Babies having babies on the regular, that's regular. Cops killing the killing, etc. Your man got body, you probably the one who set it up, cause you ain't wanna see that level up. People change over some change, look how bad it get. Summertime shootouts while the weather is fabulous. Careful with the ones in your circle, watch who you chatting with. Most hate come from inside, that be accurate. Watch out for the snakes in the grass, don't turn your back to it. The grass ain't always greener on the other side. Don't love the streets to kill you, make your mother cry. The money good and all, but it comes with another side. You gotta deal with your karma, you cannot run and hide. Don't invite me somewhere if I can't bring my gun inside. Don't invite me somewhere if I can't bring my gun inside. I ain't going nowhere. Longevity, that forever be the motto. Getting from a motto who's sitting next to me. I got the sauce and the recipe. Especially being the underdog, bring out the best of me. Don't F with me. Switch flows like I switch clothes on a light day. Switch, they get exposed, they don't like me. In pimp mode, drink a fishbowl with your wife, eh? Give it to you for free if you catch me on the right day. Millionaire friends in my contact list. Only a few that I really stay in contact with. Roll a L, get a cup, let the cognac sit. I may have to put 20 on my wrist. Know what I'm talking about?
WSJU Radio, DJ Mad Max on here with a very special guest in the building, the illest MC out right now, NYC's own David Bars. How you doing, David Bars?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me.
No doubt. You know how to get you out here and on this interview at St. John's University. I hit you up in the summer when I first saw that video, Here I Go Again, which was just like total 90s sound, real hip-hop out here.
Yeah, that's dope. I've been seeing you for a minute, though.
Definitely.
I was like, yeah, he's been showing love for a minute, so...
Definitely.
It's all love, you know what I mean?
Definitely. I mean, I got to support what's real out here. I mean, we got too many fake people out here with music, with the mumble rap and mainstream era. It's time to get some real hip-hop heads in here.
Facts. Let's do it.
Definitely. Now, when did you start rapping?
I started writing raps at like 10 years old.
Really?
Yeah, I was trash, though. You know what I mean? But I kept going. I really started taking it serious around like 17, 18. And I dropped, like, a little mixtape at, like, 21 and shit like that. And I just kept going. I just met the right people and got in the right circles. So I'm here now.
Definitely. Now, who were some people that inspired you?
Coming up, like, rappers?
Mm-hmm.
Pun, definitely. Jada. Jay-Z. Nas. I feel like I'm old when I say those names and shit. But,
This is like, normal for us because we just do like old school hip hop up here. So
yeah, I like the Snoop. Snoop inspired me coming up. I be forgetting names sometimes. Yeah, that's pretty much. I like Big L growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't really listening to L till like later on. I ain't really hear about him till like later, like when I was like 14 or something like that. But definitely. You know, 50. I fucked with 50 when he first came out. That shit was fire.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Who else? I don't want to forget nobody. Styles. I like Styles.
Styles P.
That's it for right now. I can be all day if I mention names.
Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, it's definitely a lot of people, you know, that I came up on. Jay-Z is my favorite rapper.
Yeah, I think you posted on your his Instagram for his birthday.
Yeah, I put that out there. That's my favorite rapper.
Definitely a big name.
I need one with him before he go. Yeah. Before he go. He retired, but he not retired.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I need one before he go. That's put that in the universe.
Definitely. Now, what was the track that started getting attention and people noticing that you have a gift for hip-hop?
Well, I'm not sure. You mean as far as, like, the first radio play or, like...
No, just anything first, in general. Like, it could be, like, a first freestyle. It could be a first, like, something that you just recorded and people went, wow.
I'm not going to overlook nothing or say nothing was what it was, but, like, the first joint I got played on Rosenberg was Don't Wait, and that opened a lot of, like, eyes to, like, yo, who the fuck is this?
Yeah.
And then they go back and be like, oh, he been doing this. Like, he didn't just start, like, he not just, like, an overnight, here he go. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so it kind of gave people the option to go back into seeing, like, here I go again. Because that came out before the Don't Wait. I just never did an official video for Don't Wait. And then that was the one that got played. And it kept getting played. He played my joint for, like, 10 weeks straight. So it was dope. So I had, you know, people like, oh, all right, cool. Like, you getting some little, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They started know, oh, he actually getting some, he played, whatever, da da da. And it just started, you know what I mean? It just started picking up. To be honest, it got crazy off IG. Like, the IG started, like, getting crazy. So that's how it got more recognition. Like, certain people start following me and certain people start hitting me up and, you know, like, people with names, so... That's really, I don't think it was a specific song. I think they just seen the work ethic, and it was like, he ain't stopping. Like, he just keep putting shit out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like quality shit. So even if it's not a lot, it's quality. So every time I put something out, they like, yo, it's fire. Like, some dude just commented on the gram, like, yo, you never had a whack verse.
That's
the, you know what I'm saying? So they noticed the, like, all right, he's working and he's dropping quality shit at the same time. He's not just giving us a whole fucking... mixtape or some bullshit, and the two of them is dope. Like, niggas was liking everything, so it was like, it was dope. And the EP did good too, so that was definitely, that opened a few more doors for me.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to Bars Over Bullshit, I highly recommend it. You go out to iTunes and buy that, not just download it, buy it. You want to buy that.
Yeah, they could download it, stream it, buy it, it's all love. And another track she just reminded me, I did the Khalif Tale song. It's about a kid from my neighborhood who went to Rikers for some bullshit, and he ended up committing suicide after he came out. He basically did, like, 3 years for something he didn't do, and he was just, like, tormented in there, and like, a lot of stuff that he went through, and I kind of did a song like I was him, speaking from his perspective, and that actually got the attention of Will.i.am.
Really?
Yeah,
because
so,
I saw you were in the studio with him.
Yeah, he actually hit me up off of that song. That song was on Showbiz's album, and Will just hit me on the gram and shit, and that song got his attention off the back. So that's definitely one to put out there for the books. Thank you for that. I forgot.
That's an interesting story for that song. Now, that's going to be releasing soon?
No, the Khalif Tale? Mm-hmm. That's been out.
That's
on Showbiz's album. It's on iTunes. It's called A-Room Therapy.
Oh, okay.
That's on there. It's probably like number 3 or 4 on there. But he was in tune with that album, and he was like, yo, that shit was amazing.
And then now, that's also Do What I Want To. That's on that album, too.
Do What I Want is the intro of the album. Yeah.
You mind if we throw that on right now?
Yeah, throw it on.
Yeah, let's throw it on WSJU Radio. We're here with the illest MC out of NYC, and that's David Bars. Let's get it.
I'ma get right to it though. I woke up on my grind, trying to get this money every time I'm dropping jewels. You gotta read between the lines. They rather hate you, love is blind. Instead of girls, we love the crime. We love the light, but fuck for cops. It's worth the pop. This is my time to shit your mind. I hold my nine inside this cold world to keep me warm. Through the fire, spitting fire, now you keep me strong. I made a promise to my fam, I said that we be on.
So I barely sleep at night, it's like my TV on. The Crown fit, I tried it on, but you can keep it. Not a secret, watch and peep it. I'm a ladies man, I break your heart to pieces. Hard to beat, but I'm the meanest, I'm the cleanest. I'm a genius, I'm a rare breed. It's guaranteed you probably never seen this. My name is Boss, I spit your favorite bars. I raise the bar, I'm amazing God. That's why they praising bars, I'm razor sharp. I'm over with the flow, you know I made the art. Just play your part, I tear your face apart. Don't ever play with sharks. Home of the jungle, my stomach rumble, we rumble. Try not to fumble, they tell me be humble. Word to my uncle. If you ain't got no heart, they gon' punk you. If you nice with your hands, they probably jump you. I give advice, but you gon' do what you want to. Dreams worth more than money, don't let them haunt you. I be looking like a million when I come through. It's a blessing when you see your dreams come true. These haters don't mean nothing to me like women I run through. When you and your chick beefing, I'm the nigga that she run to. If it's beef, then I confront you. If it's work, then I confront you. I've been that nigga since high school, was rapping back in my lunchroom. I pack a Mac in the back of the act. I do it like Pundu. My money made with this rapping. My verses, watch how they punch you. You rappers looking like food, and I'm loaded, ready to hunt you. No stopping, my burner popping, and I can do what I want to. You
WSJU Radio, DJ Mad Max on here with the illest MC out of NYC. That's David Bars.
Yes, sir.
And you just heard Do What I Want To off of Showbiz's album.
A-Room Therapy. That's on all the streaming platforms. I could go get that.
Now, how did you hook up with Showbiz?
I get that question all the time. Showbiz, I met Showbiz through a mutual friend. So I grew up on Katona Park, and I met somebody over there. I was always outside. Everybody knew I was rapping and shit like that. That's when they used to call me Pun, Baby Pun. And I met this dude. Well, I knew him from the neighborhood, and he was like, yo, I know Showbiz, da-da-da. So, you know, at first I was like, all right, cool, you know what I mean? But then he actually took us to the studio one day. So I met Showbiz from there. I was actually with somebody else. We was rapping together, a partner of mine. We was doing music together, and we started, you know, chopping it up, getting cool with Show. It was a time period where we went astray for a while. I ended up going back. I was doing my own thing. I split ways with homie, and I ended up going back to D&D. I just popped up over there, like, on the humble, and I met up with Show, and then ever since then, we just been rocking, like, he's always showing me mad love from it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I met Show when I was, like, 14, 15. So he's always treated me like a little brother. And, you know, I was just around for the most part. You know what I mean? I was just around. Even if I wasn't recording, it was just, like, the place to be. Like, you never knew who was going to be there. So I would just come there with a little, some bud, you know what I mean, some swigs, just chill and be, like, in the loop. You know what I'm saying? And I was cool with that. And then he was always, like, encouraging me to keep going. There was times where I wanted to stop, and he would be like, yo, you bugging. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what you're talking about. I don't want to hear that. Like, just keep going. Perfect your craft. You know, big brother talk. So that's how that happened. It was a mutual friend. And, you know, it's just right timing, I guess.
Definitely.
So everything fell in place for me, so.
And now you're signed with Digging in the Crit, DITC,
well,
right?
I'm not signed.
Oh.
That's family. So that's more just like, you know, mutual, genuine love. You know what I'm saying? All that is just real love, like loyalty shit. It's not no, my bad, I curse.
That's all right.
It ain't no paperwork or nothing. That's like real family. I'm saying? So Show just kind of took me in and we just rock like that. He just, you know, showing me the ropes and teaching me the game a little bit, things like that.
Now you got songs coming out with Will.i.am, like you said earlier, and also Fat Joe is coming soon,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, this is for the album I'm going to drop. Right now I'm about to release a mixtape.
That's right.
The Bars on Steroids. That's just all industry beats or freestyles that everybody keep asking me if I'm going to put it on the tape. So I decided to put that together. Probably going to put like 16, 17 joints, something like that. And I'm dropping that February 7th, actually, like a week and a half.
That's right.
And then I just dropped a project with Show, the Bars and Beats. That's going to be the official. It hasn't even officially came out. That's why it's only on the DITC website. So that's a limited time. It's going to be on there probably another couple days, and then it's going to be off for like a week, and then it's going to be on iTunes, Tidal, all the other stuff. And then the album's going to come after that. So I'm consistently just going to keep dropping stuff. But like the Fat Joe, the Will.i.am, that's for the official album. There's really no release date on that. I'm still in the album mode right now. I'm probably like 6 songs into the album, to be honest.
Definitely. And getting back to Bars and Beats with Showbiz, I highly recommend people go get the free download while it lasts. I did. Everyone go do that right now.
A lot of people are not tech savvy with certain things. Mm-hmm. So I had people hit me up like, yo, how do I get the thing? It's not letting me.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, you just got to download it
PayPal.
To the files. Yeah, they don't charge you. They don't ask for a card. They just ask for your info. So, you know what I mean? Definitely go get that. It's a 10-song giveaway. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean? I'm getting some good feedback. I feel like it's going to be some more feedback because a lot of people don't know how to do shit.
Yeah, definitely.
My bad, I cursed
again. Nah, you're fine.
They don't know how to, like, you know what I'm saying? So now everybody's like, when you going to put it on iTunes? When you going to put it here? Mm-hmm. So it'll be up there like in 2 weeks. It'll be a little easier for
people to get it.
No, not the average Joe that can't really, no offense to y'all, but I be tight. When somebody asks me, yo, they be like, how do I get this? And I clearly posted, like, yo, link right here. I give them the outlet to do it. I show them how to do it, basically, and they still ask me, is this out yet? And I'd be like, I'd be scratching my head, like, did I not put it?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I know we all got those. Like, did I not put it in clear caption for you? Like, bro, do I got to write it in caps? Like, it's crazy, bro.
Yeah, it is. I just went right to your link in the bio, PayPal.
But you're smart.
Yeah, definitely.
Some people, like, you can hand it to them, and they still got to get walked through. Like, yo, what exactly do I got to do? I'm like, bro, just follow the steps. Like, it's like you shopping online. You put in the cart, check out. It's not going to charge you. You got in your files.
Yeah.
I mean, but it'll be easier when it's on iTunes and everything, so.
Well, two of my favorites on there are definitely On Another Level and Blessings.
Oh, yeah, Blessings is the opening one, right?
The intro. Number one.
Yeah. On Another Level, that's like, I think that's number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Those are my two of my personal favorites off that one.
That's what's up. Wow.
And now, what was it like recording with Will I Am?
It was dope. Honestly, it wasn't like people expect. Like, I kind of thought, like, damn, I'm recording with Will I Am. Maybe I freeze up a little bit, but I was regular. Mm-hmm. I was just like, in my eyes, it's like I got to prove myself at all times. So I'm still in that mode where it's like, I know what's going on, but I'm still humble enough to say, yo, like, it's not done. Like, this ain't, you know what I mean? This is a stepping stone. I just gotta, he's here for a reason. He's here because he, you know, he likes what I do, so I gotta impress him at the same time. Mm-hmm. In a sense where I gotta make him want to do more records with me. Like, all right, this is one. Now let's get some more in because, you know, the work ethic, and he see that I'm about my business, so. But dope feeling, bro. One of the dopest feelings I had last year.
That's good. Well, you deserve it. You work hard.
Yeah, so, you know, it was definitely dope. It was different. Mm-hmm. She was there with me the whole time. She was more surprised than I was. She's like, are we really in the studio with Will I Am? Like, this is crazy. And I was like, all the fucking, damn, I cursed again.
Nah, it's all right.
All the DMs I was getting after that. And like, yo, I heard you was with Will I Am. Like, all right, I was. How was it? What is he like? What did he do? I'm like, he's a regular guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mad humble, down to earth. Cool dude. Mm-hmm. Cool dude.
Now, how about Fat Joe? What was it like with him?
Fat Joe's a funny dude, man.
Yeah,
he's from the Bronx, so you know what I'm saying? We resonate with him to where it's like, I know where he's coming from. I know certain things. The lingo is the same, so he's funny as hell. He's about his business, though. He definitely came through, blessed me with the track. Mm-hmm. We did it on the spot in the stool. That was dope. Dope experience. I got all that on footage too. I'm gonna do like a kind of like a documentary thing before the album. So that's definitely gonna be on there. Y'all gonna see how we put everything together, and it's gonna be dope.
Now I remember you posted something on Instagram as well. If I made a biopic, would you watch? Are we gonna get a David Bars biopic?
We might. That was actually my boy. He put that together for me. Mm-hmm. That was my bro. Yeah, he put that together for me and just sent it to me one day. I was like, yo, this is dope. Like, yo, I didn't even ask him how he did it. I was like, yo, this is fire. Like, all right. So I posted it up. Got some responses off of it. But, I mean, that probably will come later when I get to, you know, a higher level and more people are watching. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's definitely something we could do. We definitely going to have mad footage, so it's not going to be nothing to put together like a documentary, little movie kind of thing, just to show the journey and, you know, what we was doing before. And, you know, so that's something to look forward to, definitely.
Definitely. And I also want to throw on another one of your songs. You mind if we throw on Burglar Sound?
Throw it on.
Throw it on? All right, let's play Burglar Sound. We're here with David Bars, one of the illest MCs out of NYC. And you're tuning in WSJU Radio on TuneIn.
I'm living my dreams out. Been doing all the shit I dreamed about. Got my sneakers on the couch, yeah, yeah. We fixing up the furniture now. So much money, gotta watch out for the burglar sound. I'm from the Bronx, Katona Park, I know you heard it go down. And ain't no love inside the street, this shit, shitty yo child. Cold world, I bought a jacket, I ain't splurging a while. It's four figures for the price, you know I murder with style. And all them bitches that was curving, they ain't curving me now. They hit my line back to back like an emergency now. I hit the dealer by a foreign, maybe burgundy now. I'm timeless, this is shit that you ain't heard in a while. I'm always working, got a nervous with the verses, I'm proud. I know they worthless. And I do it all on purpose, it's foul. I'm like a father figure, how I nurture your style. And still I got a lot to lose, I'm like a person on trap. I'm always working, got it nervous with the verses, I'm proud. I know they worthless and I do it all on purpose, it's foul. I'm like a father figure, how I nurture your style. I'm timeless, this is shit you ain't heard in the web. I'm always working, got it nervous with the verses, I'm proud. I know they worthless and I do it all on purpose, it's foul. Yeah, yeah, we fixing up the furniture now. I'm living my dreams out. I can roll it, I don't need one. I'm still gon' cap it, never know if I'ma need one. These are turning the leeches, but you don't feed them. I never judge a book by its cover when I can read them. It's my year and I've been dead, it's all a rerun. I'm self-employed, so I don't get no tax refund. All these ninjas, you need me getting fly, they wanna be son. Rewind to the time when I was driving in a Nissan. I did a lot of things, but I ain't here to get my preach on. I'm here to rock the nation, all these rips you don't need to be Sean. Tell them niggas to get calm, I don't stop, I keep on. I like a woman that's cold-hearted, long as her feet warm. I got a bunch of girls that I get rid of, I don't keep them. And still got it back before she left, that's how I treat them. I got a bunch of girls that I get rid of, I don't keep them. And still got it back before she left, that's how I treat them. I'm always working, got them nervous with the verses, I'm proud. I know they worthless and I do it all on purpose, it's foul. I'm like a father figure, if how I nurtured your staff. I'm timeless, this is shit that you ain't heard in the web. I'm always working, got them nervous with the verses, I'm proud. I know they worthless and I do it all on purpose, it's foul. Yeah, yeah, we fixing up the furniture now. So much money, gotta watch out for the burglars.
WSJU Radio, DJ Mad Max back on air here with David Bars, straight out of the Bronx.
Yeah, yeah, we in the building.
You know what it is.
BX in the building.
We just heard burglar sound. Now, what was the energy and story behind Bars Over Bullshit? What was the name? Why did you choose that title?
I guess you could say, you know, with the timing and everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know how you mentioned mumble rappers.
Definitely.
So, you know, I just went with Bars Over Bullshit. It kind of, it resonates, it's my name, for one. It's, you know, bars in general.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's like, all right, we setting this over this. Like, we raising the bar a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, Bars Over Bullshit was dope. Little EP I put together. You know, I added the little skits and things like that to give it more personality, make it more, you know, let it hit home a little bit. And we just ran with it. I just thought about it one day and I was like, yo, this is a dope name. And I was like, you know, what can I do to make it stand out? So that's why I put the skits and stuff like that. You know, I had my grandmother talking on it, had my mom. Mm-hmm. A message that she sent me, I put that as the intro.
The intro, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, it was just like, it was perfect timing for it. It's just the way everything came out, it was like perfect. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't even really put no promo, official promo behind it. I just, you know, like, what you say, sporadically? I just, like, just dropped it. And the responses was crazy. I didn't even expect all that. Like, I knew it was dope, but then when I got all the responses, I'm like, oh, all right. Like, I didn't think it was going to get that much traction.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I kind of just was like, yo, I need to put something out. Let's throw it out. And everybody loved it, so it was dope.
Mm-hmm. I like the song, the one you sampled with Rick James on there.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the favorites.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It's a funny story behind that beat. It ended up being one of my favorite songs because I didn't want to do the song.
Really?
So, what it was is I had the beat. I knew it was fire because I picked it. Mm-hmm. And I started it. And what it was is, like, sometimes I'll start a song and then I'll go to a next song. And I won't finish it till, like, when I feel like going back to it. Mm-hmm. So, in a sense, I could be halfway through a song and then be like, all right, let me hear another beat. I want to hear this beat right now. And do a whole nother song and then go back to it. So I had the verse, I had the hook, and then I never wrote the second verse till like the week of me about to drop the album. I said, damn, I got to finish this one song, and the shit is done.
Yeah.
So I'm like, in a sense, it was kind of like last minute. So I did the verse, got it mixed, submitted it to iTunes. That was the last one I did for that. And it worked. Everybody was loving that record. Like, all the DJs was cutting it up. Preem was cutting it up. It was like, oh, all right. And that's one I didn't really want to do. I was like, it's dope. But do I want to finish it? Shut up. But it made sense for the EP because it was short. So it made sense. I was like, yeah, I got to do it. So I did the verse, sent it out. I think I submitted it the same night to iTunes because I got it mixed like ASAP. I sent out the mix. I got it back within an hour. So I did that because iTunes, you have to put it by a certain time if you want it for a certain day. So it has to be at least a week in advance. So I had to submit it before the 1st if I wanted it to come out exactly on the 7th. So I was like, I have to do this a certain day. It was like a deadline. I kind of like challenged myself with that. Like even with songs, I was just telling my bro at the barbershop a little earlier, I was like, yo, certain songs, you just got to get me in the studio. Because if I have the song, I might sit on it for a long time. And I'll wait, like I'll just wait because I know I got time and I'll think about it too much, kind of like overthink. But if I'm in the studio and you put me on the spot, like, yo, I need to get this done now. If I know we about to record, it's a different vibe. It's a different energy. Like, even with the Will thing, I did that in the stool. The Fat Joe record, I did that in the stool. Like, I did everything on the spot. I didn't come there prepared with a verse. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm lying. The Will I Am joint, I had something already. Fat Joe, I did it. Usually, I did, like, my best work is on the spot. I'm saying? I just like that. It's fun to me. It's like a challenge. So that's what that is with that. But Balls Over Bullshit is out right now. All streaming platforms. Make sure y'all go get that. If y'all buy it, stream it, download it, whatever. It's all love. You know, send me a little message or something. I repost. And we doing like that.
What was it like going in to do an interview with Premier? Primo?
It was dope. I actually knew Premier. I know Premier for a long time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I knew Premier just about as long as I knew Show.
Wow.
So I already knew Preem. You know, I'm not as close to him as I am with Show because I'm not around him as much. But it's love. You know what I'm saying? That's family. So it was regular for me. It was more like, you know what I mean? I was just happy to be there to get the platform because I was actually dropping the next day. So it was a good, you know what I mean? It was a good promotion. It came at a good time. And he showed me a lot of love. And, you know, he just drops a lot of jewels and, you know what I mean? Showed me the ropes a little bit. You know, they've been in the game so long, so... That was definitely dope, though. Shout out to Preem.
Definitely.
Shout out to Premier.
He's producing a song.
He's actually executive producing my album.
Wow.
Yeah, so we got a record. We got to finish that up probably within the next week. We got to touch that up. But he's actually executive producing the whole album. Yeah, so it's going to be crazy. It's a lot of...
That's going to be a bomb. And Premier?
Yeah. I got Showbiz producing, Law Finesse, Buck Wild, a couple more names I ain't really going to talk about yet. I ain't, you know, everything not set in stone yet. We still making an album. But we about six in. I got six strong ones already. So, I mean, everything I recorded so far for the album has been a go. It wasn't one song that I laid in like, yo, nah, this ain't. Every song I actually did already was picked off the back. Like, it was strong. So we got, like, six strong ones. And mind you, it's the album, so we probably only going to put, like, 15 on it or 14. That's technically what you're supposed to put.
Yeah.
Nowadays, dudes be putting, like, 20 songs.
Yeah, double albums, too.
Yeah, that's too much, though. You got to leave people wanting more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's what Master Ace was saying to me earlier, because he did a phone interview earlier, and he said that he's not with releasing, like, every couple months. He's like, you need people to enjoy the project.
Yeah. Let it sit for a while, and, you know, people appreciate it.
And
if you saturate it too much, it's like, all right, you gave us too much now. We don't want to hear you no more. You know what I'm saying? But that's the new generation. It's like they want to put stuff out every week.
Yeah.
Every week. Like, all right, cool, we get it.
Yeah.
But then they go quiet for a little while, too, because it's like, you know what I mean? Regular life happens. Like, things happen, you know what I mean? You might not be in the studio this time or... You know, you just gotta plan it out more. Nowadays, people don't really plan it out. They just wing it. It's about, I'm gonna throw out an album next week. Next week, I'm gonna throw another album. Like, only person who could do that is, like, Future in them.
Yeah.
Because they got the platform.
How do you feel about Future?
I like Future.
You like Future? Is there anyone that you don't like?
Nah, I'm not going to go on air saying. Nah. I'm not a hater. Like, I like all type of music. That, like, Future, when I'm lit, I listen to Future. So, it's turn up. Like, I ain't mad at it. It's a different type of music. But Future be saying some real stuff, too. You know what I'm saying? You just got to listen. He be saying some stuff. You know what I mean? So, I definitely, I like his music.
Definitely.
I would do a joint with Future.
You would?
Yeah, of course.
I'd still support because it's you, but I'm not a big Future fan.
I would do a joint with Future. It's a different fan base. I'll probably control the track a little more to make it go the way I want it to go.
Yeah.
I know he'll probably kill a hook or something like that and get a little 8 bars from him. We don't even need the 16. He can do like an 8.
Yeah.
And it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'd be dope.
Definitely. Now, in your mind, do you see the lyrics coming back into the mainstream light? Or do you think it's
I see it. I see it coming back. I definitely see it coming back. Because we still got artists like J. Cole and, and Kendrick to where they making millions off lyrics.
Yeah.
What it is, they have a core fan base. So you got people that, they hot right now, but they don't have that fan base within the next 5 years. So it's like, what you really doing it for? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing it for longevity. I don't want to be hot right now. I want to be situated in 10, 15 years, like how Jay-Z situated. And he can still come back, spit a verse, shut the whole game down. He dropped a verse on Meek Mill album, and they was only talking about his verse for the whole first week it came out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm trying to be. I don't care about being hot right now. And then I'm, you know what I'm saying? Like, look at Designer and all these other people that was hot, super hot, and they, like, just fell off the face of the earth. I mean, they probably still doing shows, but who's checking for them?
Yeah.
How many times they going to go to your show to hear the same record?
Not too often.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, we heard this one, like, for 5 years already. What else? Nobody cares for their new records. Not to say it like that, but it's true. They don't want to hear their shit.
Yeah, that's true. Now, speaking of, like, shows and stuff, are you have any upcoming shows or anything?
I do. I actually got a show coming up in SOBs on March 22nd. And I got some other ones lined up, but they haven't got the confirmation yet with as far as dates. So I know I got one in Philly coming up soon. I haven't got the confirmation for that yet. But SOBs is locked in. Shout out to my man Frank. He's having an anniversary thing for his clothing line and stuff like that. So it's going to be dope. It's going to be a dope showcase.
Definitely. And any of your
more than welcome to come out, too.
Definitely. That's when is it again? Announce it.
March 22nd.
March 22nd. Yeah. I could definitely come to that.
Yeah, it's going to be dope. It's going to be a dope show.
Definitely. You're going to be performing your newest EP coming out. It's the EP, right?
Well, the EP, I'm probably going to mix it up. I'm going to mix it up, but I'm going to probably do like a 20-minute set, something like that. Probably like 10 songs or something like that, you figure. But it's going to be dope. It's going to be a dope showcase.
Definitely. Everyone go get Bars on Steroids when it comes out.
Yeah, next week. We'll be like, what's today? 28th? We'll be like 10 days away from that? How many days? 10. 10 days. I hit it on the nose. 10 days. February 7th, yeah. Bars on Steroids.
Now what were some of your favorite performances? Like ones that like inspired you to keep on going?
I ain't gonna lie, when Jay-Z came out with the Fade to Black joint, that was inspiring. Like, how he sold out the Garden by himself and, like, the preparations for the show and how he did the show. Things like, but it's really not too many. I think J. Cole's performances be dope. She actually, my girl put me on to J. Cole, like, really, really put me on, like, because she's a diehard fan, quote unquote. J. Cole.
You're in the right place. He graduated from here.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Shout out to J. Cole. Yeah, I didn't even know he came here. That's dope. So we walking in the fine line right now.
Yep, definitely.
That's what's up.
Definitely. How about personal performances that you enjoyed?
What you mean personal?
Like that you've done, like concerts or
I haven't really
shows?
Done a lot of shows.
Really?
I haven't really done a lot of shows. I'm basically a new artist, man. Like, I'm coming out fresh. And, like, if I do a show, it got to make sense. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just doing every show. I'm not coming out for no, you know, not to say it like that. But if the show don't make sense, like, if even if dudes is like, if I don't like their music or certain things, like, I'm probably not going to do the show. because it's not the type of crowd that I, you know what I'm saying, that I would usually want. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I would want that. You know what I mean? Not that I wouldn't want it, but if it doesn't complement what I'm doing, if it don't, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It don't look good for the brand, I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. So I'm real picky with certain things. Like, I'm real picky. Like, I pick and choose what I want to do with certain things I want to do. And I think that's real important for artists. You can't just go everywhere and do everything. You got to keep some type of value to what you do.
Yeah.
And you got to be exclusive to a certain point where it's like everybody can't just get you on the line and be like, yo, come through. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not no Hollywood, it's just business. You know what I'm saying? If it don't look right for me, I'm not with it. You know what I'm saying? At all. So that's why I don't do a lot of shows, to be honest. And I'm not paying to do a show. Like, I know artists was coming up, they had to pay to do shows. I did that a few times, like a couple showcases. I had one showcase in Queens for the Distance 50 interview website thing. Mm-hmm. Did that. It was like 15 artists, came in first place, spanked them, got up out of there. Never even did the Distance 50 interview. I never even followed up with it. But I'm like, yo, it got to a point where I'm like, I'm not paying to do a show, bro.
Yeah, you...
Like... Yeah, like, I'm getting my stripes up. I'm not going to pay y'all to do a show. Y'all going to have to pay me to come out to do the show. Mm-hmm. And I need the VIP. And I need, like, two bottles. You know what I'm saying? I'm not paying to do a showcase. No disrespect to people doing that, but, like, you know what I'm saying? That's why you just got to get your name up and work. Because nobody going to pay you if you ain't working.
Yeah.
You know, it's a business. Like, I got a family to feed. I'm sure everybody, you know, got families too. So they going to understand where I'm coming from. And, you know, we moving like that. Shout out to the camp, DITC. Shout out to the family. Shout out to Showbiz. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yep, shout out to them.
What's the site on here? The radio thing?
Oh, TuneIn. WSJU Radio, TuneIn.
WSJU. You say it mad quick.
Oh, WSJU.
WSJU.
Yeah.
Oh, St. John's.
Yeah.
Shout out to WSJU for having me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We lit, man. Make sure y'all go get them EPs, the free download. My SoundCloud, David Bars Music. Yeah, you can just type in David Bars. Everything's David Bars, YouTube, SoundCloud. I'm about to get back on Twitter. I haven't been on Twitter in like 2 years.
Yeah, I was looking because I was promoting this all over Twitter.
I never understood Twitter, bro. I don't like Twitter. I was like, I'm going to have somebody else run my account.
Yeah.
I'm not with it.
That's how I was for years. And I just got used to it the past year. Like, now I came in the radio. You got to do it at some point.
Yeah, at some point, yeah. Promotion.
So now I know you're a killer of freestyles.
Yeah, yeah.
You kill every freestyle. Something. Big puns, verses, Beware, instrumentals, everything.
Yeah.
So you want me to throw something a little special on here, a little Jersey.
Yeah, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
That's what I was waiting for, man.
Yeah, you know what
the interview
is.
Part is cool, but I want to rap.
Yeah, you know what it is. You'll know what it is as soon as the beat drop. WSJU Radio.
Yeah, yeah.
David Bars.
I never stopped rapping, I'm an addict for life. When I was growing up, yeah, you had to be nice. Tonight's the night, show these rappers I'm not like them, I don't know these rappers. Now, I'm giving out ass whoopings like I owe these rappers. It used to be a handful, now it's OD rappers. You can't get it right though, you OD backwards. I'm 2-3, study me, you get the Kobe package. I got a couple girls round, that's OD ratchet. I keep them on deck, let them hold D ratchet. Savage like 21, peep what I'm thinking about. 1-2-3, I'm about to run up in your bank account. Catch you while you at the ATM and make you take it out, cause cash rules everything around me. Funny how the niggas who turn clowns used to be ones to clown me. So I don't bring the fuck niggas round me. I noticed when I was on the come up, that's when they would try to down me. The new era will do better, lucky they found me. Dropped my first tape when grandma lived out in San V. I need a new view now, something that will astound me. If you don't know me, don't say what's up and don't try to pound me. These hoes like mosquitoes in the summer, all around me. I might go to the jeweler shop and tell them to drown me. It depend on how I'm feeling that day. I'm in the game, but I ain't come here to play. Too many rappers dropping records, ain't got nothing to say. No substance, no message, no nothing. You don't know nothing, talking bread, but never mention the consequences. The hustling, I could break it down for you in one discussion. Fast money cool, but it come with some repercussions. Shit was all good just a week ago. Ain't nothing funny, lose your money, watch the people go. Niggas be clout chasing, morals don't mean a thing now. They all sound the same, everybody gonna sing now. Stay down till you come up, try to tell you I've been down. Rapping is nothing without me, I can't put the pen down. Any rapper who try me, bet your pockets gonna slim down. My boots always laced and my toes stay 10 down, I've been down.
ain't no new jack, nigga, got two women with me. I'm feeling like the new jack tripper. They mad that I shine, they trying to dim down the light. They can't believe they seeing someone that's bright like he alright. I'm usually modest and humble and shit. It's God plan, I'm Tarzan, been in the jungle and shit. I got the ball in my possession, now I'm fumble and shit. I started small, now I'm running this shit. Nigga, boss. Something like. Yo, make sure y'all get that mixtape, man. Balls on steroids. It's gonna be unlimited balls on there. No hooks. Straight balls. You live.
Yo, what
it is? It's the lighter? I look red on here.
I'm red?
I was getting heated up. Yeah, yeah.
You know what it is, WSJU Radio, DJ Mad Max, David Bars dropping bombs and bars.
Yes, sir.
At St. John's University.
Thanks for having me, man.
The nicest since Cole. The nicest since Cole to step in this building.
That's a big shooter, Phil. I appreciate that.
No doubt. I think it's already filled. You just got to get the notoriety. When people start realizing, you know what
it is. That's motivation for me right there.
It is.
Definitely.
That. Best freestyle in this building.
Yeah, that's what's up.
You know what it is.
Yeah.
Now, also, this show's sports. You follow football, basketball?
I'm not really into the sports like that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. I'm a fake sports fan. Like, I watch the Super Bowl and the championship, the finals.
Oh, okay.
Other than that, I'd be MIA the whole season.
Basketball or same thing?
I mean, I watch it for the shenanigans. Mm-hmm. When they having a party, Super Bowl party, I'm in there.
Yeah.
Eating hors d'oeuvres, drinking. Acting like I know what's going on. Mm-hmm. I'm going for the Pats, though. I'm a Tom Brady fan. I'm going for the Pats. I'm sorry.
I'm a Jet fan.
But they ain't making it.
Yeah.
So who you going for now in the bowl?
Me? The Rams.
Ah, you going for the Rams. All right, let's see what they do.
Yeah, I know the Patriots are
going
to win.
They're going against the GOAT. Brady got he go like this. He got fingers on every ring. I mean, rings on every finger. He got one on the thumb, probably.
Come on, you're a true New Yorker. You got to like the Giants, no?
Like I said, I'm a fake sports guy. I'd rather be in the studio. Them dudes is already rich.
I respect that.
I gotta get right.
I respect that.
Nah, but I like Eli Manning.
Okay.
He's dope. And I know the main superstars.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get into the stats and I get lost. I'm like, hold on, my phone ringing. I'll be right back.
Now, we also do a few questions about hip-hop, about beefs. Who do you think won the beef, Cannabis or LL Cool J?
Well, that's a little before my time, but yeah. I know LL won that one.
You think so?
Yeah, Cannabis was quiet after that.
Yeah, that's true.
And shout out to LL. He just commented on one of my videos, too. He threw up some strong-arm emojis, so that was dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he posted something today, who's the best rapper in 10 years.
I'm waiting for that follow. So shout out to LL. He needs to follow me on the gram.
Yeah,
bro.
He needs to.
Yeah, facts.
Now, how about Nas versus Jay-Z? Who do you think won that?
Nas won. Nas. I'm sorry, Jay. Nas won the battle. Jay won the war. And what I mean by that is that he became more successful after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't ruin his career. He actually became a better artist than Nas, and you know, he has more versatility than Nas.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knows how to do party records, he knows how to do girl records. Nas doesn't know how to do all that. Not this, you know, it is what it is. We speaking facts. So, Nas is one of my favorite rappers. I get a lot of Nas comparisons actually, because like things I talk about and stuff like that. But I feel like Nas is not as versatile as Jay. So, I give Jay the overall win was Jay. He's more successful at the end of the day. That's what it really comes down to.
Yeah.
If we talking rap, just rap battle, Nas got him. He flamed Jay. He flamed him.
Definitely. Well, Biggie and Tupac, who won that?
I don't really consider it.
Yeah, because some people say because Who Shot You came out before.
I gotta say Pac.
Pac, yeah. Hit him up.
Yeah, that's classic. He didn't need the other dude's verse on there. What's his name? One of the outlaw dudes?
Oh.
That was unnecessary,
yeah.
But it's still a classic diss record. That's in the books. 10 years, 20 years from now, it's still going to be in the books.
Your top five hip-hop albums of all time?
Hip-hop albums. Illmatic.
Mm-hmm.
Reasonable Doubt. I'm talking about new, old, or don't matter?
Don't matter if you want to throw.
It's hard to do a top five, honestly. Because certain albums came at certain times.
Mm-hmm.
where it resonated in your life at a certain time, and it was that dope for that time. And then it came another album where it was dope for that time. So I'm going to go with Nas, Illmatic, of course, Reasonable Doubt. I like Snoop's first album.
Doggy Style?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I used to bump that.
Capital Punishment?
Capital Punishment was a classic. Who else? Who am I missing? It's hard, man. 50's first album was a classic. I can't do a top five. It's too hard. Yeah. I'm going to leave here and be like, oh, I should have said that one. But yeah. Kendrick got a classic album. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I don't really think Drake has classic albums.
No. Cole, you killed Drake beats, album. Though.
Yeah, I like Drake beats.
Yeah, you killed Drake beats. We
was talking about on the way over here because she played Do Not Disturb, the Drake joke.
Yeah, you killed
but
that.
But I did a Do Not Disturb.
Yeah.
And I felt like mine was better.
It was.
I'm not just saying it because it's me. I'm like, how you going to play Drake's Do Not Disturb when I bodied that beat? She's like, yeah, you did. Like, I don't even want to hear the other track no more. It's over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm biased. Forget it. Like, if I did the beat, I want to hear my version now. But, yeah, the top five is always a difficult conversation. Because then I'm going to see this interview later and be like, damn, I forgot this album. So don't quote me on the five right now. But, yeah, Snoop is definitely one of my favorite rappers, too, coming up. I mess with Snoop. To this day, Snoop is dope to me. I would love to do a feature with Snoop. That'd be fire.
Definitely. Yeah. I could see that, though. I could definitely see that. Yeah. I mean, you've been in the studio with Will I Am and Fat Joe already. You don't know what else is next to come.
You never know. Beanie Siegel just followed me on the gram. Shout out to Beanie Siegel.
Yeah, shout out to him.
Yeah.
I saw that you were happy. He followed you, though.
Yeah, like, I came up on Beanie.
That's one of your idols.
You know what I'm saying? I came up on Beanie. I was like in ninth grade when him and Jada Kiss battled.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember waiting for the response from Jada. And I heard it in the morning on my way to school. I was like, those times was like epic. That's vintage times. Like, we don't have that no more.
Yeah, no.
Like, Don Q just came at Tory Lanez. It's not a Beanie and Jada.
Yeah.
And I was just talking on my story. I was like, I put it up.
I saw that.
Like, it's dope, but I smoke both of y'all. Like, I smoke Tory and Don Q. Don Q from the Bronx, but he can get all the smoke.
That's a fact.
He can get the smoke. Like, if we talking hip-hop and they want to bring it to that, we can do that. I put a clip in for tonight. My gun loaded. I'm ready to go tonight. Anybody call me out tonight, I'm going. But it has to make sense. They higher than me right now. In a sense where they got more followers, they got more this, they got more that. So I'm not going to pick at somebody that's beneath me because then I'm doing you a favor. So for me to poke at one of them and then they respond to me, it's actually benefiting me more.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying? Because now I'm going to see your fans. They going to be like, who the? If they don't know who I am, they're going to be like, who's this? Who's this dude? He coming for the smoke. Like, yeah. I'm ready. I'm loaded. And I ain't got nothing written in the stash. I don't move like that.
You're hungry.
He dissed me. I'm going in the lab tonight. I got access to the studio all times. I could go in there tonight, 2 in the morning, lay down a
Don
clip.
Don better watch out.
Lay down a clip.
Gonna be over. He's going to be
I'm
over.
I'm just saying. They want to talk about the Bronx. Let's do it. But, you know, it's healthy to see the battling when nothing happens. Nobody gets killed. Nobody gets hurt. You know, if we're going to do the friendly sport thing, then let's do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. I don't got no real beef with nobody, so it's not like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, back then, when you beefed with, like, battle rap, it was kind of like y'all had beef. Like, 50 and Ja Rule.
Yeah.
Nas and Jay, like, they were saying some disrespectful stuff to it. It was like, if I see this dude, like, you talking about my kids, my wife. Now it's not like that.
Yeah.
Everybody just, like, doing it for clout. Or, you know what I'm saying? It's no real beef, so it's not interesting to see that. It's like, where did this stem from? Like, we don't really care. Like, y'all going at it for what? Who Joyner Lucas and Tory Lanez came at each other. I don't know if you was in tune with that.
Yeah, I heard about it.
I think Joyner Lucas is dope. Like, he's fire.
Mm-hmm.
He could rap.
We saw what he did over, like, mumble rap beats and stuff, the mainstream beats.
Yeah, he could rap.
Yeah.
He could rap. Word. He's dope. I would like to do something with him, too, as an upcoming artist.
Who are some of your favorite rappers today? Do you like Dave East or Joey Badass?
Dave East is cool. I like East. Mm-hmm. I never really heard all of Joey's music, but I know he's around the same kind of circle that I'm in, as far as like with Premier and stuff like that. So he got a couple dope joints. I know he wrote that Rockstar joint, and that was crazy. I didn't expect him to. You would have never thought, you know what I'm saying? Coming from the music he makes to make a record like that, it just showed that, you know, he's a dope artist all around. But I like J. Cole, I like Kendrick, I like Drake, I like Meek Mills. Who else is out? I like Future, like I said before. Mm-hmm. He like, yo, how you like Future, man?
As long as you don't like 6ix9ine.
Nah, I don't like 6ix9ine. Yeah. He's entertaining, though. Shout out to him. You know, good luck with that. God bless. Who else is out? Remind me. Who else is out right now?
Migos? You don't like them, do you?
I like them when I'm lit. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. I like them when I'm lit. They ad-libs is epic. Who else is out? Who did I miss?
Who is Juicy WRLD or something that people be playing on the radio?
Like something like that. That he made a weird record to me.
Yeah.
That record was weird, but it'd be on radio, you know what I'm saying?
That's to be honest, thing. I can't even listen to a radio. I mean, I can't. I'm just all on my 90s playlist. I just be listening
to... You gotta get the iPod and keep it moving, because the radio's terrible, bro.
It is. Like you said in your song, if you want to make the radio make a whack track.
Yo, that's a fact. The whacker the song is, the more it's gonna get played.
That's right.
It's like, before, like I was telling her this, like, we grew up on, like, morals and certain things, like, that's like in the freestyle I just said. When I was growing up, you had to be nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was no way around it. Like, you had to rap. Like, you had to really sit there and think of something that was going to get people's. Because we came up in the Jada Kids era where everything he said made you go back home and be like, yo, I got to write some new bars.
Yeah.
Because he was hitting you with punchlines that was, like, so real that they, like, you felt like he was living right next door to you or something. Like, yo, I'm going through that now. Yeah. It was kind of, like, so relatable. So now it's kind of like people competing to be the wackest.
Yeah.
Like, yo, let's make this whack hook, and let's see if it's, like, the wackest hook, and it just go viral.
Yeah.
Like, I've done made songs playing around, like, with her, because I'm mad funny on the low. Like, you get to know me. I'm a clown. I need a TV show. For real, I remix everything, bro. It'll be hilarious. But, like, that's not my, you know what I mean? That's not my image. I'm like, I could have been went viral if this was what we doing.
Yeah.
Like, I could remix something on the radio tomorrow and just throw it out and make a stupid video, just look crazy and it'll go viral. But I'm like, you know, we just gotta keep it together, and I feel like it's gonna come back. Or I'm gonna bring it back. I can't do it alone, but I'm gonna try.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Well, I can tell you this from like my Instagram post. A lot of people have been saying fire, so I got a lot of feedback posting you and having you on the show.
That's what's up. Girl.
So if more than the people that commented on that start to realize that hip hop is, we have some real heads out here and not like let me just put it how it is, garbage on the radio, maybe we can go somewhere.
I don't think they're gonna stop playing it. Like, it's not really gonna go nowhere. Mumble rap is not gonna go nowhere. It's just gonna be what it is. Like, you know, it's gonna be the elite, and then there's going to be the fun. Like, you know, not saying that what we do is not fun, but it's like nobody wants to hear lyrics when they drunk in the club. So you got to
In the 90s, it was like that, though.
Yeah, you know, but that was a different time.
Yeah, millennials ruin everything.
So it's like, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens, but I got my foot on their neck all year. Next year, the year after, we here to stay. We here to stay. This is, you know, this is easy for me. This, you know, I was born to do this, so it's not a job for me. It's fun. So rapping, that was the best part for me today.
Yeah.
As I said, the interview's cool. The interview's cool, but I want to rap. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what we here for. That's what got me here. That's what's going to continue to keep people's ears open and eyes open as well. So, you know, anytime they put me on the spot, I'm going to throw something on it. I'm going to rap for the city.
Definitely.
That's what we do.
Now, any closing statements or anything?
Bars on Steroids, February 7th. Make sure y'all get that. Or the other EP, the free giveaway, all that is on iTunes. The Bars and Beats is on DITCENT.com. Y'all can download that. But within the next week, that'll be on iTunes as well. Follow me on IG, DavidBars_. SoundCloud, DavidBars. BX in the building, we here.
Mm-hmm. Go get that Bars on Steroids. You know what it is. Mark your calendars and download it, stream it, because real hip hop is coming. And I want to thank David Bars for coming up here tonight from
Thanks
the Bronx.
Thanks for having me.
No doubt.
Appreciate it.
You got to get the real heads in here. David Bars embodies hip hop. Like I said, the nicest MC I've seen in a long time.
Appreciate that. Word.
Definitely. Bar for bar, it's just insane. Like, your killer punches.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Trying.
Keep on it. Yeah. You know what I mean? You'll get to where you want to be.
Vision.
You're already getting on to where you want to be with Fat Joe. Insane.
I decided to do, you know, everybody believing in me and rocking with it. So. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm blessed to be in a situation. So I appreciate all the love.
Yeah,
support.
No doubt. Yeah, and when you come back, we could possibly get you a concert here.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Yeah, I'm definitely with it. Yeah, I'll definitely see to that with student
government. Pack the building up and get to it.
Definitely.
Put on for St. John's.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That'll be dope. I'm definitely down for that.
Definitely. Well,
so if y'all listening, we setting it up soon, so make sure y'all get ready.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm
saying? Yep. And we'll be closing out with Bars Over Bullshit. And go get that on iTunes right now. Stream it everywhere. It's out everywhere, all music platforms.
Get that.
This is WSJU Radio, live with DJ Mad Max, David Bars. We out.
Turn the beat up a little bit.
Type of time this year. Ain't no time to sit back. I don't recline my chair. Big moves, I don't talk. Move in silence here. I'm from where you probably die before them sirens near. Yeah. It ain't funny now, so I don't feel humor. I live down the block from the spot where they killed Junior. The Bronx crime rate going up. Been too much. The jail's getting packed. The small niggas eating tuna. Babies having babies on the regular. That's regular. Cops killing the killing, etc. Your man got body, you probably the one who set it up, cause you ain't wanna see that level up. People change over some change, look how bad it get. Summertime shootouts while the weather is fabulous. Careful with the ones in your circle, watch who you chatting with. Most hate come from inside, that be accurate. Watch out for the snakes in the grass, don't turn your back to it. The grass ain't always greener on the other side. Don't love the street to kill you, make your mother cry. The money good and all, but it comes with another side. You gotta deal with your karma, you cannot run and hide. Don't invite me somewhere if I can't bring my gun inside. Don't invite me somewhere if I can't bring my gun inside. I ain't going nowhere. Longevity, that forever be the motto. Getting from a motto who's sitting next to me. I got the sauce and the recipe. Especially being the underdog, bring out the best of me. Don't F with me. Switch flows like I switch clothes on a light day. Switch, they get exposed, they don't like me. In pimp mode, drink a fishbowl with your wife, eh? Give it to you for free if you catch me on the right day. Millionaire friends in my contact list. Only a few that I really stay in contact with. Roll a L, get a cup, let the cognac sit. I may have to put 20 on my wrist. Know what I'm talking about?